Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thank you for letting me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're doing that with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter has been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost all that time. Over 20 years he's been hanging out with us. And he's the president and the founder of the Meyer Group. MeyerGrp.com is the website. The books are Warp Speed Growth, Also Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me talk about that book even when he's not on the show. Peter, thanks again for being here. These are stories we're talking about, catching people to do things right, connecting growth of your company to the growth of your people. These are all things that you're learning, you're helping your own clients with. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that Peter does for his folks. What else have you learned? As we wrap up our visit, what else have you learned about growth?
I think that the key thing about growth is focusing on where I want to go, not what I did right or wrong in history. And the best way to get there is for a transition from, golly, what happened with the history, is the what, how, and why questions. And then how will you apply it in the future? People will automatically want to grow. That's just how people are. And it's how we've always been since we were little babies crawling on the floor. We wanted to reach up and learn to walk and learn to run. And that's true for all the people we work with. It's our job as business owners to make it fun for them to learn to run faster and do more things. And that is management. That is ownership. That is not the same as saying, I'm going to build more sales. That's like saying, I'm going to help people build themselves while I build more sales.
What we're building in them is a higher level of professionalism in whatever it is that they're doing. If it's in buying stuff, if it's doing accounting, taking care of customers, whatever it is. Is making them feel like they're more of a professional today than they were yesterday. What do you think about that? And that professional growth, what do you think?
There's no question that I want people where I work with to feel professional and that they want the same thing too. They don't want to feel sloppy. So when I find somebody doing something right, I want to ask, what happened? How did you do that? Why did it work? So they will continue to increase what works, what they've done right, and continue to do more and more things right at a higher and higher level, which is more professional.
I also want to
and
use that word, though, Peter.
And that's true for the receptionist.
I want to use that word. I don't have a problem with using that word. It's telling them, look, you've become a professional receptionist since you've worked with me. You've become a professional salesperson. You're a professional salesperson. You know how to do things right. Use that word. I think that's a powerful term that people will aspire to and claim for themselves and make them stand up a little straighter and grow themselves and help you grow your company. What do you think?
I think that's perfectly valid. I think, once again, Jim, you're right. And I think the way to look at this is that no matter how people focus on it, when we finish a meeting with them, I'm going back to Kahneman, when we finish a meeting with them, we want them to walk out thinking, oh, I feel more professional. I feel more valued.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more growth happening because I sat down with Jim. And that means they want to sit down with you more, not less. And that means they want to listen to you more, not less, because you help them feel that way about themselves.
Another thing that
and
I'd
then
like
you to, can help them grow.
I'd like to say as you wrap up your meeting with them, and I'm glad that we're wrapping up on what you did right, what was successful. What can I do to help you do more of that? What do you think about that last question?
Certainly a very valid question. And certainly people should be thinking about that. But I want them to think when they walk out the door, what am I going to do for myself that helps me move forward? And I want to help people, no question about it. But I want them working on a self-motivated basis as much as possible. So I don't have to be there all the time, hands-on.
And I like what
your question is the right question, and go ahead.
I like what you said about ownership, too. Hey, Peter, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thank you so much for helping us make the connection between the personal growth of our people and the growth of our company. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.